uploaded only to go on. We even had at that time an option, vendors did, and they said no, to get the state to pay for health insurance. But the vendors said no way in 1972, because they knew if they got to the point where the state was paying for everything, they would control more of this program. So the vendors said, we only want it for the purpose of retirement. And that's what it's been all along. Now let's go back to some more history. In 1973, when I came into this program, I paid 3% to the retirement program for one reason, because all state employees did. At $4,500, I recall, I never made $4,500 until before they changed it, you had to pay 5%. That's the way I understood it back in 1973. When I retired in 02, it showed that I paid so much money into the retirement system back in 1973. In 1974, 75, I can't remember the dates, they gave, meaning they, the state of Michigan, to all state employees 100% paid retirement. And we fell under that. So we were paying 3% and 5%. But when state employees got awarded through negotiations from the state employer to the state employees, that the state would pay 100% of retirement. And they did not receive, the state employees did not receive an increase in pay that year. So it was given to state employees, it was given to us. And that from that point, the state funded 100% of our retirement. When the legislature decided last year to charge a 3% to all state employees, and when they did that, we paid it. I have a question if we should pay the 3%. Otherwise, there could be a factor trying to get us out of this. And that's the benefit that we as blind vendors in Michigan have that no other vending program in this country have. Thank the taxpayers of Michigan and shut up. It is sometimes, you're right, it's harder to make money today. I see that in the vending program. But don't cut ourselves off.
Nobody is advocating not to.
No, I'm just saying. I just wanted to give you the history of this thing so everybody would understand. Watch what we do. Because if we don't, we're going to get... There's an economic times here. There are people who would love to cut everything in state government. We have to watch that. And that's what I'm trying to protect from my point of view.
Okay, let's do this, you guys. Hold up. Let's do this. It's getting close to 11, and we need to check out.